This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. After weeks of quiet at the U.S. Capitol, busy politicians once again filled the halls today. The House and Senate will open lame duck sessions tomorrow to tackle massive spending bills and the federal debt restriction. Joining the hubbub today, some of the newly elected members who will not take office until January, as well as some other people not nearly so happy about the election results. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Though the weather in Washington was beautiful today, returning Democrats did not look sunny. The party lost seats in both chambers, pushing Democrats further into the minority. And if you believe the likes of Adam Werbach, the Democratic Party could face something of a revolt.
All that the Democrats are is basically the response to the coherence on the right.
Werbach was a paid consultant for the Kerry campaign and is the former national president of the Sierra Club. Early this morning, he gathered a band of dismayed Democrats in front of their party's headquarters. Like latter-day Martin Luther's, the rebels drew up a list of theses on the failure of the Democratic Party. Among them, a lack of vision and meaning, anger at the party leaders, and a push to define coherent values. Werbach then pasted their complaints to the front door of the Democratic National Committee.
We're losing and losing and losing. And at some point, you just have to admit there's kind of a dead body in the car, and you have to sort of pull over and kick it out so you can actually have a, you know, keep on driving. And people are just, they're in denial. I mean, deep, deep, deep denial. So whatever it takes to wake people up.
Meanwhile, up at the Capitol, spanking new members of Congress gathered for a second day of freshman orientation. No dorm rooms or class registration, but still a kind of fraternity. The white marble steps of the Capitol building almost glowed in the sun as the freshmen gathered for their group photo.
Okay, looking right here. One, two, three. One more. And one, two, three.
In January, Republicans will boast bigger majorities in both the House and Senate, and of course their leader will remain in the White House. This lent a giddy, jovial air to their party's gatherings today. In the Republican Senate headquarters just off the Capitol grounds, Virginia Senator George Allen introduced what he called the Magnificent Seven, the new Republican members of the U.S. Senate. Allen, whose father was a famous pro football coach, passed a pigskin to each winning senator, his victory margin printed in silver marker.
We did run as a team. You see all these balls here, but we did run as a team. They had great teamwork in their campaigns, and we all ran as a team on ideas, values, and issues that matter to the people. Less taxation, less litigation, less meddling regulations.
Reporters quizzed the soon-to-be senators on their plans and priorities, focusing especially on the talk of a new bipartisanship, much trumpeted in recent days. Senator-elect Mel Martinez of Florida says he hopes it's not just talk.
I think we're getting off to a terrific start. This class, working with the other elected Democrats, I think we can take some giant steps forward towards working together, towards setting a new and better tone for how we accomplish things for this country. We don't always have to agree, but I think we can always make an effort to work together.
But it's also clear that the Republican Party has big plans for the coming session of Congress. There is talk of a major overhaul of the tax system, a revamping for Social Security and health care, and drafts of laws to limit medical malpractice and other liability lawsuits. With these issues as the backdrop, it was obvious today that the new Republican senators, like Jim DeMint of South Carolina, are rallying behind their leader.
The country has reelected a great quarterback in President Bush, sent some new team members to help push some big ideas forward, and I really think that's why we're here. Whether it's tax reform, whether it's Social Security reform, whether it's fixing our health care system, we've got some changes to make that you can't make with little steps.
As for the Democrats, they're gathering tomorrow and Wednesday in several organizing sessions to regroup and strategize for the future. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.